The biggest difference is in free market capitalism, we, the people, we own our own homes. We own our own stuff. We can buy, sell. We can travel when we wish to. We've got freedom. In socialism / communism, the government owns everything, including you. You are part of the government property. So what critical race theory is a Trojan horse of Marxism. Rather than Karl Marx using the bourgeois and the proletariat for conflict to create a revolution and throw off the existing system, critical race theory uses race as the conflict to create revolution and throw off the existing system. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just you know a little bit about me. We are going to be flying. We've had technology. You know, technology is a blessing, but it is also a curse. My name is Paul Blair. I'm working in Florida on behalf of Liberty Pastors. Love Paul Pickern. Love John Freight. All of you wonderful warriors down here in the state of Florida. And as I said, in all sincerity, Florida is the tip of the spear. Your governor gets it more than any other governor in the country. We can hit the next. Go ahead and hit the next slide. Very good. This, I was a college football player, recruited by a guy that you may all know. Go ahead and hit it again if you would, John. This guy, Jimmy Johnson, a young Jimmy Johnson. He started his head coaching career at Oklahoma State University before he went on to the University of Miami and the Dallas Cowboys, and then on to the Miami Dolphins. I was drafted by Mike Ditka right after the Super Bowl. I've told my wife on my tombstone, I want you to engrave the word almost. But played along some of those all-time greats, whether it be Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, played for Mike Ditka, a legendary program. Of course, at the age of 37, my father was a pastor. I did not want to be a pastor. And after football, I'd made a decent living. I started a business, was very comfortable serving in church, and was happy running my own business. And again, serving as a volunteer in church, as a deacon, worked with the youth and things of that nature. But at the age of 37, God called me into ministry. And as my wife said, the safest place to be is right in the middle of God's will. So for the past 21 years, I've been pastoring Fairview Baptist Church. We've got a satellite now in Orlando called Liberty Orlando. The guy on the left there is Dan Fisher. 3 years ago, I asked Dan to come over and join us at Fairview. You've probably seen Dan. Dan does the Bringing Back the Black Robe Regiment presentation in costume. Of course, we do our Liberty Pastors Training Camp. That's 3 days of intensive. It's a great time away with you and your wife. First class accommodations. We normally do it here at the Gaylord Palm, but we also teach you comprehensive biblical worldview, learning to study the Bible and apply it in areas of your life that prior to now you probably had never looked at from a biblical perspective. If you have not been to our camps, go to our website. We've got all these sessions online. Compartmentalization of Christianity. We destroy this idea that some things are off limits. We do biblical principles of civil government. Hey, every pastor would answer this question correctly. You'd say, Pastor, what are the three institutions that God established on planet Earth? Well, you would say, God established the home, God established the church, and God established civil government. Well, if that is in fact true, then it's just as biblical to preach about civil government from your pulpit as it is to preach about the home. But you've never looked at what God's intention, desires, and limitations of civil government is. Understand, there's four realms of government. Self-government, family government, church government, civil government. Under Marxism, civil government takes care of everything. Under the Bible, you're supposed to put proper responsibility in the proper category. So go to that website, all of that information there. Today, we're not going to cover any of that. We are going to deal with this most critical issue. If you are not aware of it, you need to be. Hopefully, we'll be able to give you a little bit of background of it this morning. First slide is this, if you would, John. Remember this. Edmund Burke said, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We either learn from it and know what to do, or learn from it and know what to do. Hit the next slide. This is Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia. Understand that in 1774, members of 12 of the 13 colonies gathered together here for the first time they'd ever met. They didn't have Facebook. They couldn't travel from state to state easily. It was complicated. They had corresponded some, but this was the first time they'd ever met. Members of 12 of the 13 colonies, 55 men in total, met at Carpenter's Hall to discuss how they were, as loyal to king and country, Englishmen, were going to respond to what were called the intolerable acts of tyranny that were being poured out consistently and increasingly by Great Britain, where they were not being treated as free Englishmen with rights. They were becoming subjugated as slaves, and they knew that that was a no-go, absolutely could not go there. In this room, we see George Washington, the future first president of the United States. We see the great statesman, Patrick Henry, right to his left. Up here, we see John Adams and Sam Adams from Massachusetts. On the lower right hand, we see John Jay from New York, who would go on to be the first Supreme Court Chief Justice. This group, the history tells us, spent their first 2 hours in repentance, on their face, in prayer and Bible study, seeking the hand of God. Well, what they wound up doing is they wound up issuing the Declaration of Resolves. They were playing within the rules. They played within the system, appealing to the king to respect their rights as Englishmen. They agreed that if things didn't get better, they would get back together the next year. Well, 7 months later, you know that they wound up, go ahead and hit it again if you would. 7 months later, this little incident took place. The Battle of Lexington and Concord. We saw shots fired for the first times and things intensified. The next month, the second meeting of the Continental Congress came together. This time they met at what we now know as Constitution Hall. And again, they attempted to play within the rules. They appealed to the king by issuing the Olive Branch Petition, restating their loyalty to king and country, and once again asking him to back off. They were heading to tyranny. They did not want to be enslaved. They were free Englishmen under natural law. They understood what that meant. By the way, this was the product of the Great Awakening. These men understood the limitations of civil government. And they understood the Dark Ages. They understood what all that entailed. And they weren't going to go there. So at the same time they issued the Olive Branch Petition, they also were savvy. They recognized that we are not going to go down this path. Period. We will not become slaves, period. Amen. So in the same meeting, they issued the Olive Branch Petition, appealing to the king to play within the rules and start respecting their rights as Englishmen. They also commissioned this gentleman farmer from England to go and organize and train the Continental Army. That was the nuclear option, that if all else fails, we're not going into slavery over our dead bodies. The next time they got together, they wound up writing this document, the Declaration of Independence. Go ahead and hit it again if you would. And go ahead and hit it again. I'd like to read this to you. We don't have the time. We're going to try to save some time. I encourage you to read the Declaration. Go ahead and hit it again. They stated very eloquently what has caused them to take this stand. Go ahead and hit it again. 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 Oh, no. Take it back 2 slides. I'm going to point out one thing here. Go back two. Notice what this is.
See if this works.
You think that's going to work?
No.
Okay. Does it work?
Sort of. I don't know where it is now, but you find
it. Oh, let's see if this works. All right. All right. Let's see if that. All right. Very good. Here's what I want to take notice to. Now, again, these were God-fearing, loyal to king and country, patriotic Englishmen that attempted to play within the rules, but recognized that their king was no longer looking out for the welfare of his flock. And they said, under no circumstances are we going to become enslaved. We know what that's like. Again, just reflect on the Dark Ages. They had just come out of that a couple of centuries earlier. Now, as you're thinking about this, I want you to make an application to us. Think about that the current government is telling the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate parents that object to critical race theory. You could be a potential terrorist. If you have questions about the 2020 election being legitimate, we are grouping you now in the same category that Osama bin Laden was 20 years ago. You are a potential terrorist. Oh, we're only going to tax the rich people. However, we're going to start monitoring every transaction over $600. And by the way, we're hiring an additional 87,000 IRS agents in the process. And also recognize what this great reset is all about. We'll talk about the swamp here when we get down to the end of this. But here's what our founding father said. Here's what Thomas Jefferson wrote. Whenever, what's the next word? Whenever, what's the next word? Whenever, what's the next word? Let that sink in for just a moment. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter it or to abolish it and to institute new government laying its foundations and principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. For the sake of time, we will not go on, but when for a long train of abuses, usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off any form of government which becomes tyrannical and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been our sufferance. They list 27 statements of examples of how they had been tyrannized. Then they go on to declare that they would pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. In other words, over our dead bodies, are we going to become enslaved? We will fight and if need be, die, as was said in Lexington Green, under the shadow of the cross, if necessary, for the security and liberty of our families. I'm going to play now, and forgive us, we've had some technological challenges today. We're going to play a 30-minute video that is on our website, Declaration for Liberty. If you don't know anything about the Great Reset, this will walk you through why we had COVID. Let me tell you this real quickly, ladies and gentlemen. This should have been no different year than any other year. Yes, it was a man-made virus, but this year should have been no different than any other year. If you treat this early with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, there's no problem. You know how many deaths we've had in our church? We've got a pretty good-sized church. None. We've had church as usual for all the last 2 years. I'm a cancer survivor. My immune system should have been depleted. We came right out of cancer and right into COVID. I've been as healthy as a horse. Keep my immune system strong. We've got ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine at home. Whenever I start feeling just a little bit puny, take it. We're just fine. You know what? That this virus does not cause multiple organ failure. It's a virus. It doesn't cause heart disease. It's a virus. You know what causes multiple organ failure? Remdesivir. Don't have time to go into that. We've got those resources. But I want you to understand what the Great Reset is, what all this is doing. Critical race theory, COVID, and climate change are all just tools trying to impose slavery on not just America, but on the planet. Understand, America was the roadblock to this happening. I want you to watch this video. If you're ready to go with it, John, let's play it. Nothing and be happy. No, I won't. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. China? Huh. That's not a good idea. As a matter of fact, this won't be... Actually, this will likely be organ harvesting from the concentration camps full of Christians. I like red meat. I don't know about you. A billion people will be displaced. Open borders. I wonder why they will be. Climate change is much crap. Carbon taxes, aha, tax everything, including people. I think we should go ahead and send Fauci to outer space. Western values, Judeo-Christian civilization will be tested. We are not a democracy, we are a republic. World Economic Forum, 2030.
It's a historical moment, a time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path.
What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity for reset?
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call.
The world's problems fit on three sides of a triangle. It's one versus many, man versus nature, and the unfortunate foundation is long-term versus short-term.
Any recovery stimulus should have green conditions attached to it.
We have to change our economies dramatically in the next 20 or 30 years, and the next 10 years is absolutely decisive.
The recovery has to be greener than any of the previous recoveries.
By the way, all that the infrastructure bill is the Green New Deal. Nothing with infrastructure.
To state the obvious, we meet with the eyes of history upon us. And the profound questions before us. It's simple. Will we act? Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? In an age where this pandemic has made so painfully clear that no nation can wall itself off from borderless threats, we know that none of us can escape the worst that's yet to come if we fail to seize this moment.
Thank you.
We're committed to conserving the majesty of God's creation and the natural beauty of our world. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
The General Assembly routinely votes 185 against the United States on almost everything right now.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
Wonder how he knew.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration, before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Listen closely to this lady. She explains the economic angle behind the injections and the vaccine passports.
So the currency system is in flux globally, and that's part of what's happening. It's part of why there's a demand for reset. In anticipation of this, though, for the last 20 or 30 years, the central banks have been moving significant money out of the sovereign governments. So we have known for many decades that there was going to be a problem when the baby boomers retired. And the reality is the central banks have moved that money out of the government. I call it the financial coup. And there's been tremendous funny business going on with federal accounts in the United States for a long time. And we're now in the consolidation where if all that money has been moved out of the government, and the retirees want it, you need an excuse as to why it's not there. You know, enter the magic virus. So from a financial standpoint, COVID-19 is helping provide the air cover for the fact that many of the promises that have been made are not going to be kept. The Western democracies in the United States have been run with a two-pronged financial system. On one side, you have private banks with the central bank, the Federal Reserve, who are managing monetary policy. On the other side of the House, you have an electorate voting for representatives who manage the tax flow and the credits that relate to that, so the treasury market. So you have this balance of power between the people and the bankers. And now what is happening under the guise of COVID-19 is the bankers have decided they no longer want to share power with the electorate or the people's representatives, and whether through FASB 56 or levering the governments up so they're deeply in debt and dependent on the central banks, the central banks have decided essentially to take over. And the ultimate sort of completion of this will be when they introduce digital currencies controlled and operated by the central bank. Why is that important? Because they won't be currencies, Dell. they will be a financial control system. To implement that system, they need the vaccine passports. And the goal of the vaccine passports have nothing to do with health. They have to do with implementing a new digital financial transaction system, which is, in essence, complete control. So I call it a slavery system. Dr. Naomi Wolf said, vaccine passports are the end of human liberty in the West, and she's absolutely right.
Listen to this.
Our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
So this is what this means. You will no longer have a currency. You will have a credit at the company store. If they don't want you traveling more than 5 miles from your home, your credit card, your bank account won't work more than 5 miles from your home. If they don't want you, let's say they decided you shouldn't be able to buy pizza, you can't buy pizza. You're talking about complete control, you know, at a very intimate level of both surveillance, because remember, there's no privacy. They'll be able to track every transaction you make. So we're talking about a credit at the company store and literally a slavery system. So this is a plan. It is being engineered. I'm not saying it's 100, you know, they kind of make it up as they go. But if you look at who's responsible at the very top of the global financial system, they are in the room. If you look at the list of participants for the vote for the going direct and the people who put the plan together working for BlackRock, you can see a lot of those players. Now, you know, if you look at the whole going direct, to get the control, the financial control system into place with the passports, you need the pharmaceutical industry, you need the tech industry, you need the telecommunications industry. It's all part of putting together the smart grid, because the smart grid is the hardware and the infrastructure for this financial control grid. So the magic virus, and I'm not saying that there wasn't serious disease, and I'm not saying people weren't getting sick, and I'm not saying we don't have to deal with this, but I assure you, the bigger play was a financial reengineering that has absolutely nothing to do with healthcare. Healthcare is the marketing plan for the reengineering of our governance and financial systems. This is a coup. In 1995, an effort was made to get the federal budget in balance, including the retirement obligations. And when it failed, it was described to me by one of the largest pension fund leaders in the country. He said, "You don't understand, they've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall," which was fall 1997, when the $21 trillion started to disappear. So literally, here's the reality. If this is the law of math and actuarial science. If you cannot get a financially responsible solution to your retirement benefits, then you have two choices. You can increase the retirement age, or you can lower life expectancy. It's pure math.
So the vaccine passport is all about being able to implement the central bank digital currency. And this next guy...
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1 in 100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. Thank you.
This was about 9 months before COVID was introduced. This was at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos. This is why we have to have the vaccine, this tracking within your body.
So I want to talk to you today about the future of our species and really the future of life. We are probably one of the last generations.
This guy's an atheist, homosexual, Israeli professor. That's
within a century
mix.
Or two, Earth will be dominated by entities that are more different from us than we are different from Neanderthals or from chimpanzees. Because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Hack and re-engineer the human being. Okay.
And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed in the basic rules of the game of life. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. So after 4 billion years of organic life shaped by natural selection, we are entering the era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. This is why the ownership of data is so important. If we don't regulate it, a tiny elite may come to control not just the future of human societies, but the shape of life forms in the future.
Daniel 2, Daniel 7.
The big battle over what we today call privacy will be between privacy and health. Do you give access to what is happening inside your body and brain in exchange for far better health care?
It's 9 months
and
before COVID.
My guess is that health will win, hands down.
9 months before COVID.
People will give up their privacy in exchange for healthcare, and maybe in many places they won't have a choice. I mean, they won't even get insurance if they are unwilling to give access to what is happening inside their bodies.
Right.
Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. Not data about what I buy or where I go, but data about what is happening inside my body and inside my brain. Let's say you live in North Korea, and you have to wear this bracelet, which constantly monitors what is happening inside your body, and you walk into a room, and you see the picture of the dear leader on the wall, and the bracelet can know what is happening to your brain, to your blood pressure, as you see this picture. So this really what is meant by a digital dictatorship.
I mean, it makes 1984 sound positive.
Child's play.
Child's play, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it makes 1984 sound positive.
Child's play.
Child's play.
Only way 325 million people can live together in unity is either to be ruled by an absolute dictator or for states to be states. Florida wants to be conservative. Florida can be Florida. Massachusetts wants to be liberal. Massachusetts can be liberal. But we work together in a union for our common defense, for our general welfare. Washington does something unconstitutional. It's not up to a branch of Washington to declare it constitutional or not. 1973, we had 9 justices say murdering babies is actually legal in the Constitution. It's not anywhere in the Constitution. That's bull. It's up to each state. The states created the general government. Wasn't the general government creating the states? Understand the principle of created and creator. Madison knew it. Jefferson knew it. For some reason, we have not been taught these things. There is a supremacy clause. The few and defined things that the states gave to Washington, D.C., they have supremacy in. Everything else belongs to the sovereign states within their own borders. That would include vaccine mandates, vaccine passports. That's it. Yeah, that's one of the things we got to do. We got to collect taxes at the state level and send Washington their allowance. Your governor is a superstar. What we see in America is not the accidental buffoonery of a senile man who's usurped the White House. Even a buffoon would accidentally get something right every now and then. The decisions being made are calculated and intended to destroy the dollar. destroy private property ownership, individual liberty, and to destroy American dominance. The goal is centralized power through the World Economic Forum and to replace the dollar with a new digital currency, the central bank digital currency. In other words, the goal is the Great Reset. If we enter the Great Reset, the dollar is done. Your life savings and your retirement, it'll all be gone. You'll own nothing. Meat will be a rare luxury. Mass transportation and high-density public housing will be required. You'll have a social credit score monitored by the government.
Like they
You'll
do
no
in
longer
China
have unalienable
already.
God-given rights. You'll be granted privileges by the government based upon your actions and your thoughts. We've seen even over the course of the last year, the government tell us which businesses are essential and which aren't, which can stay open and which must close. We've seen an election stolen without consequences. We've seen a general commit treason without consequences, a push for vaccine passports. In reality, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't been a republic in a while. We're actually an administrative state run by bureaucracies with initials like the EPA, the DHS, the DEA, and the IRS. But our republic was officially pronounced dead when the Supreme Court refused to hear the Texas lawsuit versus Georgia over election integrity. One of the few things that Article 3 of the Constitution actually said the Supreme Court was created to do, they decided to ignore. The connections between this president and China are well documented. D.C. is doing the bidding of the global leaders from the World Economic Forum. Going back to normal is not an option. The whole objective over the last 2 years was to establish the new normal. In 1787, when asked about the form of government that the people had been given, Benjamin Franklin famously replied to the inquisitive woman, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." The United States is the Titanic, ladies and gentlemen. We've hit the iceberg. We are going down. There will be a new normal. But which new normal is still up to us? We either follow the White House and the bureaucratic deep state as all 50 states head into the Great Reset and we're finished, or imagine a confederation
this
of free states.
This is a nuclear option. This isn't my first choice.
The population
this is
of
the nuclear option.
Million people, an $8 trillion GDP, a true free market not run by bureaucracies, a blockchain currency owned by the people and not central banks that's actually backed by gold. Read the attached Declaration for Liberty. Pick it apart if you can, but consider the options. Then sign up and join us. In America, it's supposed to be we the people, and it can be again. I do believe the Lord's coming is soon, but if he tarries for 5 years or 10 years, I want my children and grandchildren to enjoy liberty, not slavery or even martyrdom. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will shrink in the crisis. What will you do? Join us.
We are trying to get people to think outside the box that they have been trained to think in inside modern government education. Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida is the lead sled dog on this team. He is leading the way to saving, God willing, the entirety of the union. If we can have the rest of those slides up here, I'll wrap up very quickly. But here's the point I want to reemphasize. Go back. Let's go forward. Go forward. Let's try this one. See if we can go forward with this one. Okay, just click it if you would. Every time I point to you, would, Heather? Go ahead and hit it. All right, I'm going to hit it. Now go past this as the video. Go past this one if you can. Okay, very good. Remember the Declaration? What is it? With the signing of this document, we went from being 13 British colonies to 13 sovereign states. Under our first Constitution, the Articles of Confederation. Hit it if you would, Heather. Hit it if you would, Heather. We were sovereign, free, and independent states working together as a union. Hit it if you would again, Heather. When we signed our peace treaty with Great Britain, we signed it as 13 free and independent sovereign states, even called them and not it. We were the United States of America, not the United State of America. We weren't supposed to be a monolith. This was actually discussed at the Constitutional Convention. Go ahead and hit the next slide if you would. As a matter of fact, that was the big debate. You had men like Alexander Hamilton. They had the idea. They offered what was called the Virginia Plan, which was shot down. The Virginia Plan was one that did away with state borders and created one monolith with George Washington as king. That was said, we don't want that. We want to maintain our identity as states. So we had the Constitution defining a limited general government run by the sovereign states. The debate was, hit the next slide if you would, I'll keep it right there. The debate was, we just fought to liberate ourselves. Remember, they were Englishmen. They were loyal to king and country. The king, their government was becoming tyrannical over them. That's why they had to declare independence. They wanted to make sure that this new government they created couldn't become tyrannical. Well, James Madison assured them, he said, the powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined, Article 1, Section 8. You know what they do? They redefine meanings of words. Okay? Those which remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. Hit the next slide if you would. The federal government shall be exercised principally on external objects such as war, peace, negotiation, foreign commerce. The powers reserved to the individual states shall extend to all the objects which in the ordinary course of affairs concern the lives, liberties, and properties of the people and the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state. Go ahead and hit it. The operation of the federal government may be exercised most extensive in times of war and for the state governments in times of peace. Go ahead and hit the next one, if you would. Hit it again. Okay, now understand this. Even when they got it done, when they wrapped up and they sent it out to the states to be ratified, there was still concern. As a matter of fact, now think a little bit. Think. They wouldn't ratify the Constitution until it was amended 10 times. And we just call that the Bill of Rights. No, they amended the Constitution 10 times. Why did they do that? Because they were afraid the federal government was going to get big and tyrannical and out of control. Therefore, and understand, the Constitution has nothing to do with the states. It didn't begin being applied to cities where you had to take down your Christmas tree at Christmas, take the manger away. That was ridiculous. That's called the Incorporation Doctrine. It's not constitutional. That's the idiocy of judges running America. But understand, they said we will not ratify the Constitution until we make sure it's written in there. The federal government cannot limit our right to assemble, cannot limit our right, our freedom of worship, cannot limit our freedom of the press. They cannot take away our right to keep and bear arms. The federal government can't do this, can't do that, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. You get down to Amendment 9 and 10. In fact, if we forgot to say it, you can't do that either. The state retains that ability. Okay? Hit the next one. Now, here's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be Oklahoma, Texas, Florida. We're all best friends. We're a union together, working together for our common defense and general welfare. To make that work more efficiently, we created a limited general government for our common defense and for our general welfare. Again, Florida can be Florida with 0% income tax, and California can be insane with 11% state income tax. That's okay. We're states. Here's what we've been trained to become. Go ahead and hit it if you would again. This is what we've been taught. We've been taught that Washington owns us. Go ahead and hit it again. And tells us what to do, and we bow to the whim and will of Washington. That is not true. As a matter of fact, we looked at it in the state of Oklahoma, and let me tell you, Oklahoma is not exactly the biggest, most populous state in the Union, but we looked at our own economics. Oklahoma itself, we have a gross GDP of $202 billion in the state of Oklahoma. If we were just the country of Oklahoma, we would be right behind Greece and New Zealand as far as being a country. You know, Florida would be number 17. Texas would be number 10. Okay? We looked at all of our tax base. We can take care of every responsibility we have, including all of our Social Security and our military, every expense we have, and we can do it for $15 billion a year less than what we're currently being taxed. We pay an extra $15 billion for the privilege of laundering our money through that corrupt swamp butthole called Washington, D.C. All right? Now, understand this. It's not the Supreme Court that determines what's constitutional. Let me reference James Madison, the father of the Constitution. Hit the next slide. Madison gave a report to his own home state and said this in 1800. The Constitution of the United States was formed by the sanction of the states, given by each in its sovereign capacity. It adds to the stability and dignity as well as to the authority of the Constitution that it rests on this legitimate solid foundation. The states created D.C. The states have the last say. Hit the next slide. Okay? The states then, being parties to the Constitutional Compact, the states came together, created this limited general government. There can be no tribunal, Supreme Court, above their authority to decide as the last resort whether the Constitution made by them was violated. They must themselves decide the last resort such questions as may be of sufficient magnitude to require their interposition. Go ahead and roll the next slide. And the reason being is that judges can be corrupt, just as presidents can be corrupt, just as legislatures can be corrupt, so you can't trust that. Ultimately, it's up to each state. Now, if you got the DeSantis video, I may start dancing, and I'm a Baptist. Let's play this short DeSantis video, and then we'll be done with the next steps, and we're going to get together with Steve. Oh, come on. Give me some volume.
Like local school boards, it's the United States of America, not the United School Boards or County Commissions of America. So the states are the primary vehicles to protect people's freedoms, their health, their safety, their welfare in our constitutional system. What Biden is doing is not constitutional. There has never been a federal vaccine mandate imposed on the general public. I hear people talk about, you know, they do things in the military. Yeah, when I was in the military, they used to give me all kind of stuff. Honestly, I wish I would have followed up, but I mean, whatever it was. But that's much different than regulating the military and then imposing it on civilians in society. It's never been done before. It's not, they don't have the power to do it. There's no federal police power. States have the federal police power. So that's from a constitutional perspective. It is worlds apart.
Next slide, Heather. Don't have time to go over this. This is some of the threats. By the way, what would happen? What would Florida do tomorrow if the Supreme Court came out and ruled, or if Vice President Biden issued an executive order that said you can no longer own firearms? Oh, okay. Here. We'll take her. Here. You can have your firearm. I don't think so. Okay. Go ahead and roll the next slide. That's the only thing that separates us from being Australia right now. Hit the next slide if you would, Heather. Again. They say it. We are now in the same category. If you're a Christian, if you question what's going on, if you question the election, you're in the same category that Bin Laden was 20 years ago. Recognize that how dangerous that is. Now hit the next slide. Okay. Now we all found out the deep state was not tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. Donald Trump exposed the deep state. Donald Trump was getting ready to roll up his sleeves and go to war with the deep state. Now click this. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is now in Mar-a-Lago. Where is the deep state? Still in Washington, D.C. Now, here's the point I want you to think on. Our founding fathers were concerned about our own government becoming tyrannical. I only wish that was the problem. Not only is our own government tyrannical, but our own government is no longer loyal to the people. Our own government is part of the Great Reset. This is the direction we're going right now. Hit the next slide, if you would. See all this stuff? This wasn't Joe Biden's creation. Build back better, 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 build. There will not be normal. We are not going back to normal. Don't think they're going to, unless we take it back. They are not going back to normal because they want the new normal. That's what this whole build back better, hit it again. It's all about this. Folks, this is what I'm saying. This is the absolute no-go. If we go here, I promise you, I don't care how much money you think you've saved for retirement. We've got some wealthy men that are working in our circles. You know what? You don't have the kinds of billions of dollars that are members of the big boy club. Oh, I've got $2 or $3 billion. No, you won't. You'll be just as broke as any of us. There's a certain elite that runs the world right now. I think they're the 10 kings of Daniel 2, and that's what they're working toward. Now, again, we're not trying to change prophecy. I couldn't change prophecy if I wanted to. Here's the thing. You look in your Bible, and you show me where the Mayflower Compact is. You show me the Declaration of Independence. You're not going to find it in the Bible. Now, here's what. I can't find the United States of America in the Bible. I see blessings we've been able to enjoy. Now, here's the thing. I think the rapture's coming soon. Does that mean today? Could be. Does that mean 10 years? Could be. I want to fight like the Dickens to make sure that I retain my liberty, my family's liberty. I'm going to fight for my, I'm not much anymore, but I promise you, you break into my house and threaten my wife and family, you're going to have to go through me to get to them. And I can still bite a little bit. Okay? And I'm going to fight for my kids and my grandkids. I don't want to live as a slave in some camp. I don't want my grandbaby to live in some slave in a camp. I don't want to have my organs harvested. I don't want their organs harvested. I'm going to do whatever it takes to maintain and retain that liberty. So we got two options. Work within the rules. Article 5 convention. I'm all for it. For the people that say Article 5 convention, great. Let me just ask this one question. Who enforces it? The problem we have right now is nobody in Washington follows the Constitution now. You can amend it till the cows come home. Who's going to make them follow it? Unless the states start doing so. Taxes have to be collected at the state level. See, the IRS takes away that layer of protection that the state gives you. If the IRS can just audit Steve Maxwell, well, Steve can't be protected by the border of the state of Florida. Here's what's got to happen. The states created Washington, D.C. The states need to determine the budget for Washington, D.C. We need to get these scoundrels out of Washington with all of our Zoom technology. They can stay home in their home capital and do stuff live stream. Our senators need to be appointed by the state legislatures again and representing the state. We collect taxes at the state level, send an allowance to Washington, D.C. Go ahead in the next slide right here. We get the United States out of the United Nations. They are not our friend. Hit it again. In the Federal Reserve. You know that group in Davos? The people that own healthcare, the people that own communications industry, the people that own the banks, they're all in Davos. The Federal Reserve is a corrupt, privately owned bank. They're about as Federal Express is. And here's what I say we do. I say we have our legitimate debts out there, and whatever money's owed to the Federal Reserve, we tell them to go pound sand. And we arrest half of those boys and put them back in Gitmo. Okay. Now here's the nuclear option. And then we're getting late. Here's the nuclear option. Political separation. Oh, we can't talk about it. Why not? Great Britain just seceded from the European Union. Nobody shot anybody. You know what? Taiwan. How many of you think Taiwan ought to be absorbed and consumed by communist China? I don't. I think they ought to have their own liberty. What do you think about Ukraine? How many of you think Ukraine ought to be absorbed and controlled by Russia? I don't. I think they ought to be sovereign. You know what? We celebrate secession every year at Thanksgiving. John Robinson, the pastor of the Pilgrims, seceded from the Church of England. That was unheard of. Independence Day, we celebrate freedom when 13 colonies seceded from tyranny and became the United States. The Constitution Day, by the way, we celebrated because we seceded from our own selves. We got rid of the Articles of Incorporation and created the United States Constitution. Hit the next slide. You guys are working on it. Go to our Liberty Pastor, Declaration for Liberty. We got all this information. These videos, hit it again. We've got these videos. They're there. Share them. Educate the people. They need to know what's going on. Most people have never heard of the Great Reset. This whole COVID hoax is for this purpose. Roll to the next slide. Roll to the next slide. Sign up, add your name on there. We're not going to wear you out with stuff, but we've got to be connected together. We've got to assemble together. Hit it again. Declaration for Liberty at our libertypastors.com. Hit it again. You guys, do not keep focusing on D.C. D.C. is not the solution. D.C. is the problem, not the answer. We check your church bylaws. Make sure you're protected from the upcoming lawsuits that are going to be coming from the Equality Act. It's going to be all about LGBT. That's a part of this as well. Salt and Light Ministry, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Great aid, an additional ministry under your church's umbrella. Great help to the pastors. Homeschool co-op. You know what? We've got four different homeschools that run out of our church. And it's easy for me because I don't run them. We just provide the space for these parents to have Christian homeschool education for their children. Attend or view our Liberty Pastors training. It's on our website. Our next camp is in Arkansas. We'll have Sarah Huckabee there in March. All pro huddles. You've got to have accountability. You've got to be able to encourage each other. What Paul is doing is critical. And then it's local, working your inside out. What's going on here with the city council, being a mayor. We've seen this year how important city government is. Be active in your city. Be active on your school board. Be a mayor. And then God bless Governor DeSantis. Do everything you can to get this information to him and support him. Florida can be the biggest stumbling block. If one state stands up, I promise you, Texas is such a bunch of blowhards. As soon as Florida says, we're not going to put up with this crap, Texas will join them. And then Oklahoma will join them, and we'll have dominoes falling. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today. It is what it is.